For the first time in its more than 80-year history, the Fields Medal is being awarded to a woman. In what The Guardian described as a moment that will go down in history as the moment one of the last bastions of male dominance fell, Iranian mathematician Maryam Mirzakhani won math's highest honor for her work in complex geometry. Farm also described one of Mirzakhani's more recent works as the theorem of the decade in her field. Mirzakhani's achievement has been described by members of the international mathematics community as long overdue. Professor Dame Frances Kirwan
has been awarded the prestigious Fields Prize for the first time, Maryam Mirzakhani, since the prize was established back in 1936. Originally from Iran, Mirzakhani is currently at Stanford University. She won for her contributions to the field of dynamics, often considered a new and uncharted area of research dating back only 100 years. The Fields Medal, in the highest honor in the field of mathematics, is meant to recognize young talent and achievement in the early stages of a career. A prize given by the International Mathematical Union is awarded to researchers aged 40 years or younger every 4 years.
I wasn't always very excited about math. I was more excited about reading novels, and I thought I would become a writer one day. I got excited about it maybe just as a challenge, but then I realized that it's really nice and that I enjoy it. These were quite difficult times. It was during the war. Right after the war, I had a lot of opportunities. I went to a very good middle school and then high school. I think I was the lucky generation because I was a teenager when things became more stable. My main interest is understanding structures you can put on a surface. There are different ways of looking at it. Either you have a surface with some additional geometric structures, or this kind of problems are related to understanding the space of such structures. One very famous example is if you have a billiard table and you start from a point and you hit the ball and it hits the boundaries and it moves, say, forever, you want to see the trajectory of the ball. Would it cover all your billiard table? Can you find closed billiard paths? And interestingly enough, this is an open question in general if you don't put any restrictions on the angles of the polygon that you started. There are two types of questions. One is about you have a surface with a geometric structure and you're trying to understand some properties of this geometric structure that you have. The other questions are related to you have a surface and you have a geometric structure and you start deforming this geometric structure and then you want to see what kind of surfaces you would get. Some of the problems, like, you know the properties of a generic surface, a random surface, but it's really hard to say something about a single given geometric structure on the surface. Some of the work that I've done with different collaborators shows that sometimes the surfaces are very similar to the ones of a generic surface. You can ask these questions about hyperbolic surfaces or these flat surfaces or different geometric structures. I think these problems are important because they are related to some other problems. Even if you are interested in higher dimensional manifolds, one way of dealing with them is trying to find some nice surface inside of them. You end up learning a lot about other spaces and properties of other actions, so it gives you a lot of information. It's not only the question, but the way you try to solve it.
Mirzakhani's achievement has been described by members of the international mathematics community as long overdue. Professor Dame Frances Kirwan, a selection committee member from the University of Oxford, told the BBC, "I hope that this award will inspire lots more girls and young women in this country and around the world to believe in their own abilities and aim to be the Fields Medalists of the future." Mirzakhani told Quanta she has no desire to become the face of women in mathematics and expects there will be many women medalists in the future.